I'd like to have a counselor to adopt the agenda.
Motion to adopt.
That's Gabrielle?
Yep.
And who else to adopt the agenda?
Jerry.
Thank you.
Ms. Baran?
Yes.
We need someone to propose and adopt the session being in closed doors as well.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, could I have somebody to adopt that the meeting is in closed doors?
Richard.
Richard and?
Chantal.
Thank you very much. Okay, question for the public. There is no public, so therefore there'll be no questions. Report of the mayor. My last meeting with public was held at the MRC on March 11th. After that, I had two meetings for the forestry, the private forestry, and the forestry on public land. I had two meetings by conference call. I had two conference call meetings about the COVID-19. I also had a one call and one official conference call with the SQ about the situation that we're having right now. So that's it for my report of the month. Adoption of the minutes, 5.1. Adoption of the minutes of the regular council sitting held on March 9th, 2020. Did all the councilors, did any councilor have any mistakes or any anomalies to report?
Nope.
No. Do I have a proposer for the minutes?
Jerry.
Do I have another councilor for the
minutes?
Thank you. Six, public security, 6.1, tabling of the fire department activity report for the month of March 2020. It's a deposit. Seven, tabling of the number of permits and authorization certificates approved and issued for the month of March 2020. There's no permits. 8.1, tabling of the financial report for the month of March 2020 is just a tabling. Tabling report of expenses authorized by the department directors. Can you go, Melanie, through the big amounts? Because I have to go through my emails to find it.
Certainly. So for the purchase orders for the month of March, general administration, total amount of $2,485.62. The biggest amount was the rental of three containers at the Echo Center in the amount of $310.43. And sorry, another expense was information panels for the Eco Center at $390 and business cards for the municipal inspector in the amount of $528.89. Now the
okay, okay, do you have the public works too?
I do. For public works, my apologies. Okay, so public works, the total cost was $20,194.34. The big expenses was repair to the International in the amount of $2,857.74 and $2,857.73. We had blades for the road drag, $1,421.23. Gravel for Rivière Rouge, $3,179.66. And repair to the GMC 5500. $2,812.28 and
$2,812.27. Okay, thank you, Melanie. We'll move on to 8.3, approval of the bills to be paid and bills paid for the month of March 2020. We're talking about the list of bills. We're approving the list of bills. Could I have a proposer for the list of bills?
Gary.
And who else? Vishal, thank you, Vishal.
Yes.
Anybody against? Okay, 8.4, 8.4. We had $19,218 that came in. It's for the grant that we got from Agnès Girondin, our MP. That was the money we used for the ditching last fall. We got $99,619 for the work done through the PRIL program. And we got another $7,855. It was the amount that are given to municipalities until they figure out how to give us the 1% of the sales tax. Urbanisme et environnement, there's nothing there. Récréation et culture, nothing there either. 11.1. A request for approval to the Commission de Toponymie du Québec regarding a new road name. The mayor last meeting we adopted to name a road Peggy Vic in the back of Blue Lake, and that is not a road, so we can't name that road. So that's why I put a veto. I'd like to have a voice from the councillors to remove that resolution. Richard and
Jerry.
Okay, thank you very much. Anybody again?
I have a question about it. Will we ask the MRC to remove the name of the on that road because it's not a road?
Yeah, that's what it was said last Friday.
Okay.
Melanie will write a letter again. It's already written, I guess, but she'll just make sure that it's followed up.
Thank you.
11.2, notice of motion of bylaw number 289-2020, determining the terms of publication of municipal public notices. Correct me, Melanie, if I'm wrong. Our public notices will have to be put at the two community centers and on the website and at the two stores.
Correct.
And that is it for now. Could I have a councillor to give a motion on that bylaw?
Yeah, Gabrielle.
Thank you.
Jerry.
Shut down.
11.3, changing the calendar of municipal tax payments for the year 2020. We discussed to give our citizens a break until June 1st for the first payment of their taxes. Could I have a councillor to propose that?
Richard.
Anybody else?
Chantal.
Merci, Chantal. 11.4, modification of resolution number 2019-09-R235, awarding of contract for the infrastructure rehabilitation work on the edge of Chemin de Rivière-Masquinongé under the program Gas Tax and Contribution from Quebec. Could I have a proposer for that resolution?
Chantal.
And Richard.
Thank you. Modification of the expenditure report regarding the final work programming under the program of the gas tax and contribution from Quebec 2014-2018. Could I have a proposal for that resolution?
Chantal.
Merci. 11.6, final accountability report under the 2014-2018 gas tax and contribution of Quebec program TEC. It's the final accountability, the amount of money that we have to put in and the money that we get from the TEC, and we will not be losing a penny on that project. Could I have a proposer for that?
Yeah, Gabrielle.
Thank you.
Jerry.
Thank you. 11.7, temporary layoff of Mr. Amir Krezani, Municipal Inspector. We didn't have much work at this time, so we decided to let him go for a little while because of the COVID-19 situation. Could I have a proposer for that?
Jerry.
Gabriel. Thank you. Eight, mandate to the Human Resource Committee concerning negotiations of the next collective agreement. The union asked us to start negotiating the collective agreement that finishes in December. The resolution is to mandate the Human Resources Committee. Can I have a proposer for that?
Jerry.
I prefer somebody that's not on the Human Resource Committee.
Chantal.
Thank you. 12.1, road maintenance permission at Ministère des Transports, de la Mobilité Durable et l'Électrification des Transports. It's a procedure that we have to follow to have access if there's work to be done on the side of the road on a 327, like an access to a new house or a new road or whatever. Could I have a proposer for that?
Richard.
Anybody else?
Jerry.
Thank you. 12.2, authorization to call for tenders concerning the supply and spreading of gravel for 2020 road maintenance. It's what we do every year. It's approximately between $70,000 and $100,000. Can I have a proposer for that?
Jerry.
Gabriel.
Jerry and Gabrielle. Okay, it's okay, thank you. Everybody okay with that? 12.3, authorization to call for tenders concerning the purchase of 0.6 inches crushed stone to repair road flooding or soft spots in the spring. Could I have a proposer to go out for tenders for that?
Sure.
Michelle and Chantal?
Yes.
Thank you. 12.4, awarding of a contract for grading and maintenance of municipal public roads for 2020. Last year we went out for bids for last year we went out for, how long have you been gone, Peter?
About 10 minutes. Something happened and I lost the phone. That's okay, continue.
We will, but we got to record that you were absent for that time.
10 minutes, okay, I can deal with it. You want to fill me in a little bit quickly, or?
Well, you already tuned in. It's just we're just voting, Peter.
Oh, fine. Okay. You want to give me a little update? You've done that to other councillors. You want to just give me a little back end? I have no problems.
I can't now, Peter. It's a public meeting.
Okay, fine. I'm okay.
12.4, awarding of a contract for grading and maintenance of municipal public roads for 2020. Like I just said before, we went out for bids last year, and we gave only a contract for 1 year, and we'll give another contract for another year for the second year with the same contractor. Could I have a proposer to award that contract to JDLD Excavation?
Shaw.
Merci, Chantal. 12.5, authorization to sign an intermunicipal service agreement with the municipality of Boileau concerning the grading of Rivière-Masquinon Road. The municipality of Boileau is willing to go ahead with the contract. It's $120 an hour, taxes included. Could I have a proposer for to sign the contract with the city of Boileau?
Gabriel.
I have Chantal, and who else?
Gabriel.
Thank you. 12.6, hiring of Mr. Doug Black as temporary part-time employee at the Public Works Department. It's to replace one of our employees that is sick as needed. Could I have a proposer for that?
Jerry.
Chantal.
12.7, hiring of Mr. Austin Gates as a temporary part-time employee at the Public Works Department. It's to replace Joe or Eve as they're off sick. Could I have a proposer for that?
Richard.
Do I have somebody to second that?
Chantal.
Thank you. Okay, 13, question from the audience. There's no audience, so there'll be no question. Correspondence, there's no correspondence for this meeting. There'll be some for the next one that we got. Could I have a proposer to close the meeting?
Gabriel.
Jerry.
Well, it went well. I thank you.